Blog Talk Radio.
We're a little different. There's no need to be ashamed. You got the light to
Yes, 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 my brothers and sisters, I thank the Most High. Wow. Yes, I thank the Most High that we're back again. Yes, indeed, I thank the Most High that we're back again for another episode. A very, very precious episode of Hidden Gospel Revealed. And I'm your host, Edemya, of Covenant Remembrance Ministries. Yes, very thankful to the Most High for this opportunity. Yes, this very precious opportunity to be back with you here again. Speak these very precious words. Yes, these very precious words. The Most High has granted me for the blessing of his people. The Most High has told me, yes, indeed, he has told me directly. Has he told me? I have some very important things for him to do. Very important things. Yes, indeed. For his cause that I must do. He's told me because of what I must do. He said to me that I would shoot through some very powerful friends as well as enemies. But he told me that in doing for him that which he has asked of me, that I would have his protection and his guidance. And for that, my brothers and sisters, I am utmost thankful. So the Most High has told me, yes, indeed, he has told me, directly has he told me. That I must tell you things. Yes, that indeed I must say things. That men have done some of everything they could. I said some of everything they could since the dawn of human fall. Hide, to deny, to pervert, to silence. And my brothers and sisters, I dare say that if they could, I dare say that if they could, to destroy. My brothers and sisters, those of us who are faithful, knowing that everything done in the darkness shall come to the light, knowing that the Most High forgets nothing, knowing that his Spirit teaches all things, know and lie in it, bringing all things to remembrance, declaring indeed, my brothers and sisters, what is to be accomplished all. Knowing that the Most High will surely bring to bear all that which he has spoken, let us be wise that even if a whole world be deceived, if a whole world be blind, if a whole world be forgetful, Yah will still bring forth to bear all, I said, all that he has spoken, and he will be true in his word. Not, I said, shall not return in void. Blessed are they who will understand this. Blessed are they who will comprehend, my brothers and sisters, that indeed the Most High does, despite all that you have imagined, the Most High does indeed have a mind of his own. It's an amazing thing, my brothers and sisters. Yes, it is. I look around the world today, so many presume after their own hearts, not asking the Most High what else they need to know. The Most High told me, hey, I thought if any man thinks he is wise after the varying orientations of this world, he told me they're all illusion, just somebody's orientation. I mean, all the systems of this earth have in some respect forgotten the foundation the Most High declared from the beginning. This is what he told me directly. He told me, therefore, either listen to him or someone will make a fool of me. I would say the same to everyone. If any man considers himself wise after a world of contradictions, my brothers and sisters, that's not wise at all. It's time we understand. It's time that we discern. It's time we awaken. We awaken and understand, my brothers and sisters. Yah has a plan. If a whole world, I said, if a whole world be blind from walking after the designs of men, walking after the varied ideas of so many worldly institutionalities, and have not been concerned with the full awakening of mankind, my brothers and sisters, the Most High is still going to be all that he has declared. How many of us are wise enough to understand there would not be this 45,000 different denominations? They would not be, my brothers and sisters. They wouldn't exist. There's 200 nations and 280 nations and counting. If men had been true to what the Most High declared from the beginning, how is it that men have believed that they could declare another foundation, another eventuality, another expectation, and expect the Most High after such presumptuousness could be? How is it that men have been so beguiled to be so sure they are true to all that is mutually expected of those who call upon his name? How are the men so sure they're true to all that is the righteousness the Most High has declared of old? Have they been made pure according to what the Most High declared is righteousness and his expectation from the beginning? Dare my brothers and sisters believe that they've come to this consecration after the orientations that seem wise unto men today? Think about it, brothers and sisters. If men were truly in remembrance of all that the Most High from the beginning has decreed. Did you hear me? If man were true to all the Most High from the beginning has decreed, purely and completely, according to the consummate, pure, perfect word the Most High declared from the beginning, all established upon the same foundation, all having the same sense of eventuality, the divisions, my brothers and sisters, that exist in this world, the many different, like I said, varying social orientations, control, so-called controlling body knowledge, political, social, national, and pseudo-religious differences, quite frankly, my brothers and sisters, would not exist. These variances, I said, the multitude of variances that seem today wise unto men exist not because men have remembered, respected, known what is the word from the beginning. Brothers and sisters, after so many variant ideals after which men have resolved themselves, what seems wise in their own hearts, men, my brothers and sisters, have not known to fully consider what all they need to consider. And indeed, my brothers and sisters, not only that, men by and large have not even known entirely what they should pray for. For if we all had the same zeal toward the same goal, true to what the Most High declared from the beginning, must become the mutual allegiance of us all. Purposes in the earth. There'd be no strife, no contentions, no arguments, no multitudinous opinions. And my brothers and sisters, men, comforting men after their own vanities, desires, my brothers and sisters, to fatally flatter and exploit the people in their ignorance, is causing the people, in fact, in so many ways, every man walking after his own ideals to a point that there is no covenant. My brothers and sisters, men would not be foolishly beguiled. In so many ways, God after so much foolishness, only to come each man after his own ambitions, each man an exploiter of his brother. And in so many ways, my brothers and sisters, desirous of every manner of injustice, it only leaves man, my brothers and sisters, exploited by the misconceits even of his own heart. How many of us, my brothers and sisters, are willing to discern that if we uphold any partiality or any pollution, any perversion after the ideals or thoughts of another, it is, hear me, my brothers and sisters, not a vow faithful unto the Most High. And in fact, it is polytheism. I would like to leave that for a second to be said. For all who will listen to this show, whether live or in archive, I'd like to leave that as something to stop for a minute and consider. Many have told me sometimes I drop so many bombs so quickly that some are not able to recover to follow. Let me say that again. If any man can believe that a multitude of diverse standards are true to the one Most High, a brother and sister, that one is not the life of Yah. Because knowing that he is one is to know that these multitude of divisions cannot be true to his spirit, cannot be true to him. Multitude of plurality cannot be the one Most High. If any man believes that a multitude of divisions are the work of the one spirit that teaches all these, no lie in it, then my brothers in so many ways, man has trust in pollutions, not that with which the Most High can all things be pleased. Hear me, my brothers and sisters, it's time we understand. If any man believes that a multitude of visions before the Most High are wise, he's trusted not in the Most High who is one, but in a false, my brothers and sisters, representation. I said a false representation that is not the gospel. For my brothers and sisters, the gospel unto salvation, please hear me. The gospel unto salvation is not a word after the designs of this world. The gospel of salvation, my brothers and sisters, in fact, I pray that you would hear me. The gospel of salvation must be good. It must be understood what the Most High has spoken through his apostle, for instance, Shaul. He said that not all have heard the preaching of the gospel. Not all have believed or preached the gospel. When he said, faith by hearing by word of Yah, at least that's the way they translated it in the King James Version, it should have been understood that faith, the capacity to see beyond the diversities, the debate and doubt, misconceits of man, comes not by just simply whatever men have chosen after worldly examples. Faith comes by hearing a word from the Most High. Meaning in that respect, my brothers and sisters, since the Most High told me that he sends prophets to speak what others would not. I said prophets by his spirit to speak what others would not. Then my brothers and sisters, faith comes by hearing a word that the world would never consider. And in fact, my brothers and sisters, a word that the worldly, or those who trust in a mass of contradictions, will not consider, will not believe, will not know. And in fact, my brothers and sisters, have not the heart, even if they began to somewhat understand, the word, brothers and sisters, the worldly will not tell. Something, my brothers and sisters, that must be considered, something that must be discerned, something that the heart and mind must open themselves to humbly understand. Like I said, how have men been so beguiled to believe after whatever congregation, so sure that they are true to all that is the righteousness of old? That the scripture says Malachi, the Messiah, must come to restore. He says it must restore righteousness as of old as in former years. Look at Malachi in the third chapter. He says men have, let's just say, blasphemed, disrespected, insulted, dishonored. The word of the Most High, when they've said that every man according to his, when men have said every man according to his own evil way is somehow good in the sight of the Most High. Who is to my brothers and sisters is willing to realize that if we go out to revere his name, we have to respect the fact that he is one. He is not divided after the multitude of differing ideals of men. The nations don't declare anything to him. In fact, my brothers and sisters, the gospel is a word that he declares to the nations. How many of my brothers and sisters are willing to discern this? Keep hearing this in the background, hearing this alarm. Yes, it's been a bit of thundering lightning here in the area. Hold on just a second. I want to give a look at what's going on. We're back, and the effort at this time is to continue, in spite of all the lightning and thundering that's going on in the area. Yah willing, we will speak what needs tonight to be spoken. Trust me, my brothers and sisters. Scriptures speak of Messiah having to restore a common understanding among all his people. A common understanding, my brothers and sisters, that all who call upon his name, my brothers and sisters, may agree with him with one consent. Dare we say that if that is not so, or that if man disagrees with the Most High in anything, that is still a covenant? Time to think, my brothers and sisters. Time to consider, trying to humble ourselves and consider what so often men are not compelled to consider. Faith, my brothers and sisters, comes by hearing word, even the word from the Most High, that most are not even willing in all things to consider. Please, my brothers and sisters, consider Isaiah 52:15 through 53:1. Scripture says, kings your rulers, your pastors, priests, your rabbis, your nations. Huh. The various testimonies shall be silenced. Because that which men had not considered, him being the son of Yah, taught by Yah himself, beyond the ideals of men, revolutionary spirit, beyond what men have imagined. It says, kings, your rulers, your pastors, your priests, your rabbis, your elders, all of them, if you understand it well, shall be silenced. Their mouths shall be shut because of him. Because that which they had not considered, my brothers and sisters, they should be made to consider. The Holy Spirit teaches all things, don't lie in it. Therefore, it means, my brothers and sisters, the Most High makes you aware of what you should have known, that after ordinary conscience, man is not so quick to even begin to imagine. Faith is not up here in designs of men, my brothers and sisters. I'd like to call to your attention the time that remains quickly. Consider the 56th and 9th verse. And it is an admonition in the midst of a society where men have not known how to guard their doors against the illusions of this world. Think about it. No debate, no doubt. System of this world all upon a faulty foundation. Else there would not be so many divisions, cracks, and fissures in what men have chosen after so many differing allegiances to stand upon. So, men not discerning that they're walking after the interests that have not fully guarded against lie, have presumed that what they have understood is sufficient. If the Messiah, when he appears, will have nothing with which to reprove them. Is that what people believed in? All the varying denominations? First, the diversities of men rather than the oneness of Yah. So Isaiah 56 and 9 speaks about how all the unreasoning and unscrupulous men of this world, keeping the men, the people, blinded in the darkness, blinded, lost in the wilderness. All my brothers and sisters, after the designs of this world, the wicked, the lawless, have only called out to all those who would be complicit with them to come and devour. Chapter 6 to 9. All you beasts feel, all you unreasonable men in the forest, all you wolves in sheep clothing, come and eat. Time, my brothers and sisters, is declaring that men should be wise to his admonition. So your watchmen, your pastors, your priests, your rabbis, your elders are blind. What's scripture in Isaiah 9? Because they stood against discerning the promise the Most High has given his people, even to Mount Zion, and let it be discovered. Well, my brothers and sisters, let me just put it to you this way. A true prophet won't leave the people to starve, but being fed. So it'd be like a hungry man who dreams that he is drinking, dreams that he is eating, and when he awakes, he finds he's hungry, and when the Most High suddenly reveals the exceeding light. So your watchmen are blind. I'm talking about Isaiah 29, by the way. Read around 29, 8 through 16 and understand. Most High says, compared to what they should have told you and what they should have considered, your watchmen, your leaders, because they stood against hearing what the Most High declares as a promise to his people, that he must expose all those who have left the people in darkness. He must expose and must bring an end to all those who would seduce the people in their iniquities. He must expose all those who have fatally flattered the masses for so many generations. That's the oath and the promise of Yah unto the salvation of his people. And what I mean is, my brothers and sisters, you need to consider something for a minute. When Israel was Pharisees, Sadducees, scribes, zealots, and Essenes 2,000 years ago, was it salvation? Had man transcended the constraints of the varying opinions of men? Had they come to an agreement to the Most with the Most High just because they said so? Many confess the Messiah, but have they heard the gospel? Have they heard the word from on high? That is not divided nor constrained after any of the misruling entities of man. Have they heard the word that would compel them to convert beyond all the faulty foundations of all the nations? Remember when Messiah said, go forth and teach all nations everything he played. The foundations of the nations, the standards seeming wise to the nations, were all faulty. No one delivered after any one of them. One Lord, one faith, one baptism. He said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man come to the Father unless he come through by me. Shall men say, my brothers and sisters, they've trusted in him beyond every illusion? They've already matured unto the fullness, my brothers and sisters, of righteousness as of old and former years. Have they all, my brothers and sisters, as the scripture said in Ephesians, comprehended with all the saints throughout the ages with the height, depth, and breadth of understanding, one Lord, one faith, one baptism, even the full measure and stature of Messiah himself, not alienated after any of the misrepresentative obstacles, lies that act against discerning the greater truth that has become the status quo of the nation. How is it, my brothers and sisters, men so quickly presume in a world polluted with so many lies that they've overcome every lie? Every lie man believes is an obstacle against the sin of the greater truth. Men just automatically presume they've recovered righteousness as of old, as in former years, according to all of the ancient apostles, prophets, patriarchs of Israel knew, that they might all agree, have associated with that understanding, that they might be confirmed in fellowship with all. If you read the book of Ephesians closely, you understand that is what must be attained. By one spirit that is all things, no lie in it, nothing lacking. Persevering patiently in the spirit of the Most High beyond all the provocations of the nations. That is what we must do if we're going to be found worthy to be disciples unto the one Most High. Please read the book of Jacob, they call James, in the first chapter, and understand. I have said, if you ultimately, at 5:14-24, he said, if you allow anyone to trick you against any part of the law of the prophets, just after a fallen conscience, come something less of a covenant, you shall not enter the kingdom of Yah. If any man deceives his brother, not to seek after the fullness contained in the law and the prophets. So that would be what you think it means for congregations and nations. Him and my brothers and sisters, it's time we wake up. There's a reason why the scripture says Messiah must come to restore a covenant. And since the scriptures say again and again, Messiah must come to restore a covenant after men have fallen away from faith, then it means, my brothers and sisters, I pray you will understand, then it means, my brothers and sisters, that each man must become humble enough in his spirit to discern what the scriptures say about it. If any man consider himself wise after the varied ideas of this world, if any man defile the temple or defile the doctrine, does man know how not to? Scripture says, if any man consider himself wise in this world, let him consider himself a fool that he may become wise. I'm talking about 1 Corinthians 3:14-17-5. The Apostle Shaul said, hey, I know nothing in which I'm guilty, in which I'm lacking. He said, but I might not be right in this, for my judge, he said, is the Lord. What does he mean by this? It means that he didn't say, what did he say? He doesn't judge himself. Why does everybody think they judge themselves? They're wise after their own understanding. When we told them, lean not to our own understanding. Weren't we told not to presume anything? Do we dare to say that each man is his own judge before Yah? As if he has no mind, no judgment, no discretion, no absolute, that he has declared from the beginning before any of us got here? He said his word is from the beginning. He said that word is life. He said that word is eternal. What makes anybody think they can change or take anything from it? Let me see if I can explain something really quickly, because I got a lot to talk about tonight. And I pray that, the weather will hold up to a lot. Yeah, will it? If we really understand, I've said it before on this show, reading around Revelation 22:12-21, we really understand the scripture says, blessed are they who keep, guard, maintain, and defend his commandments. How about the conscience that he sought to restore to this world? And I don't mean, my brothers and sisters, everybody reading the world and the scriptures and getting their own ideas, having the law but not seeking it by faith, knowing that the Most High is one, and he means what he said, not what people just imagine. If we read Revelation 22 closely, it means that anyone who would add or take away from the word in any way shall in no case inherit the kingdom. If any man add anything, he adds damnation to his soul. Take anything away, he takes away his hope of eternal life. Messiah comes as the righteous one, called the righteous one, likened to the rising sun, or if you will, he says, the root and the offspring of David, the bright morning star, Revelation 22:16. Please understand that that one that is spoken of there is the same one spoken of in Isaiah 11, same one spoken of in Isaiah 41, same one spoken of in Malachi 4th chapter, same one spoken of in Revelation 7:2. Please go back and listen to in the archive of this show if you missed what I just said. Because it said that one, my brothers and sisters, will judge humanity, even all the nations, with a rod of iron. Strict, strong discipline. Nobody's lies allowed. Nobody's presumptuousness allowed. That one will expose every wicked, lawless standard that is the scepter of your rulers. Please read Isaiah 14:5. That one is not going to allow any lies into his kingdom, because the kingdom of the Most High will not be divided after the misconceits of man. It is not man who commands Yah, but Yah who commands man. If you read Isaiah 45, it says the Most High has the chosen one, which he will raise up to restore to mankind the conscience of his kingdom. But believe me, all the plurality that men have compromised after and all this hypocrisy, dissimulation, and misrepresentation is not the work of his spirit. Yah is not the author of confusion. We were warned. We cannot call upon his name after our own imaginations and vanities. You don't take his name in vain. You don't associate his name with any partial standard. You seek him for all his will, or else your oath is invalid. It says you shall not take his name in vain. It means you, when you call upon him, realize his name means he is all and everything that he is. You seek all his will. It's because men have sought not to do this and call themselves wise after something less that we see all the divisions that we do today. It's not a covenant. I repeat, my brothers and sisters, it is not a covenant. The Most High, my brothers and sisters, will teach the soul that comes humbly, but you don't presume that you know anything before him. I'll tell you what God told me to pray. So much more to say. Father, I don't know what I don't know, don't know what I need to know. Don't know what something's been stuck in my head that's acting as an obstacle against my understanding, redirecting my conscience. Don't know what I need to know in order to be, let's just say, in all things true to you and how not to lie. But Father, you know. And I know that if you don't tell me, I won't know. Trust me, my brothers and sisters, there's a big difference between hearing something from men and hearing it from the Most High himself. Most High, my brothers and sisters, has full capacity for every word he said to tell you a billion reasons why it's so. Every single word and every phrase. And how many of us, my brothers and sisters, understand what it means? It says his word is line upon line and precept upon precept, to the measuring line, to the plummet. And so many of us, my brothers and sisters, have not sought even the fundamental precepts upon which they can legitimately grow. First step, Yah is one. You shall have no other God before him. Meaning the only way you're going to discern him as he is, worshiping him and no other, is that you realize that everything you thought you knew as taught by this world is in some way tainted, the work of a devil, not his spirit. Dare men so quickly say they've overcome all the faulty perceptions of this world? Dare men say unto themselves so quickly that they've, like I said, been restored to all that the Most High said you must be prepared to be able to receive in the day Messiah returns, or let's just say appears? Do everybody really think they know how Messiah shall appear? Please look the article on my website, www.hiddengospel.com, an article called The Secret City Prophecy. That might shock you, because believe me, they haven't taught you truly how he shall return. Not knowing how he returns, what he returns for, my brothers and sisters have left many to completely indiscriminate, trusting in a Messiah that is no Savior at all. Because if you don't realize there's a need to be delivered from every misconceit taught by a multitude of contradictions, my brothers and sisters, realize what a multitude of contradictions is. It's a lie. I wanted to think about my brothers and sisters. Dare men say they know the Most High because they say so? That they love, respect, and revere him because they say so? Every institution has a different idea of that. Everybody reading the scriptures, getting their own opinions. Did the Most High say what they have loved is truly his will? In all these institutions, have everybody revered, respected him with a reference point that the Most High has declared in mind? I see scriptures in Isaiah 41 saying that men are going to find out that they had not discerned Yah as the first and the last, Rishon Aharon. Had not discerned relative to what he said must be the common foundation of us all, common expectation of us all. And therefore, in order to liberate his people, he must expose, and even like the scripture said, the kings, your rulers, your past priests, rabbis. He says, going to destroy the temple of those who have taught you the ways of foreign gods, of foreign standards, standards not true to his own mind. So you trod down the rulers as pot of treads clay. He says, kings should be as dust to his sword, driven stubble to his bow. Please understand that driven stubble, those actions that he said to be under the feet of the righteous, are the action, my brothers and sisters, the dead bodies, the decaying bodies of many who refuse to wake up and discern the truth. Hard words, I know. What do you think it means when it says ash to ash, when they talk about ash is dust to dust? What do you think it means, my brothers and sisters, when it says driven stubble to his bow? How does someone become driven stubble? Driven stubble to, how about the accuracy of his word? Like a sharp two-edged sword, discerning the thoughts and intents of the heart. Do you think the Most High wants to continually hear the thoughts of those who would not respect or revere him? Dare men say that they worship him because they say so. You've got other nations out here. Many of them, people saying that they're Hebrews. Well, guess what? A lot of folks said they were Hebrews before, say they were Israelites before. Did they all agree? Did that make them saved? Scripturally, they might be saved. That means the only way they can be saved, though they have the law, is to seek it for the fullness of what pleases God rather than men. Yes, they kept Sabbaths and feasts. Were they all teaching things? Where did they get these other doctrines from? Do you think the Messiah is all the variant doctrines of men that people call Roman terms Christianity? I understand, brothers, the very word Christ was never a word that in its initial meaning had anything to do with an anointing of one, but one who was called favored by all the very gods, anointed by all the varied ideas of all the nations. They took away from you the concept of Messiah as the anointed one of one to declare the will of one. The title Kurdi and Kurdishania they took from you. In fact, my brother says they sought to destroy anyone who would call themselves after that ancient title, meaning they looked for one called the righteous one into the rising sun that cast out the darkness that reveals the light would obscure and show that some men are called all light to be only, let's just say, a tainted and obscured, polluted word. They didn't tell you what the believers of old expected in the last days. They assured that if there be any deceiver, the Most High shall silence his mouth. If there be any deceiver who persists in deception. In fact, Numbers 24 says he will destroy whoever seeks to preserve the ways of, let's just say, these wicked worldly social orientations. Why are they teaching, my brothers and sisters, that most will be so deceived in these last days? The scripture says absolutely. It says in Zephaniah 2:15-5, Messiah would appear right in front of their faces. How about walking to the door of your congregation? Most will not be prepared to him at all. In fact, would count him rude if he called attention to so much that your pastors never desired one time that you understand. But I know your pastors, like I said, folks in your congregations, I know the Most High told me leaders, in fact, it's written. There's a whole lot of truth in these scriptures. The scripture said in advance, their leaders would never tell. Who's ready prepared then to hear a prophet? Like I said, the Most High sends prophets after the Spirit that teaches all things that lie in it. Recognizing the obligation, they must speak these things to speak others would not. At the very beginning of this show, I so often relate all these varied ideas that I like to ask questions. Why are your leaders not teaching them to you? Call them false prophets because they teach a fallen testimony. They don't teach the whole word. If they were teaching after the Spirit, these things would have been taught to you long ago. I tell you right quickly, the Most High is not any of the varying standards in any of these denominations that are out here that won't teach these things. If you can't believe that, let's just say the matrix of lies that would always hide the truth from you definitely does have you. Faith to break beyond all this worldliness and darkness comes by seeing the light and believing that truth that the whole world since the beginning in so many ways has sought to hide in adverse silence and destroy. Who's ready to hear that and discern that what I'm speaking to you now is wise? Do men really believe they trust the Most High because they say so? They trust the Word? Men say they know him. My brothers and sisters, are men so sure that the Most High would tell you something right now? A Messiah would walk in your door and tell you something that you'd be prepared to believe it, especially if you haven't heard anything about it before? Also sure that everything they believe, think, and do is acceptable unto his holy kingdom, praising him alone because they say so? Does man tell Yah he has to come to agree with man? Because man believes he has trusted? The thoughts of Yah alone, because he thought so. I see a scripture talking about let the wicked, the lawless man forsake his ways, and the wicked man his thoughts. Is the man so sure all his thoughts are one with the Most High? Like I said, does man tell the Most High he has agreed with it? Wow. After he's trusted in the word of another. Yah said he is the Most High and there is no other. Means that the fullness of the conscience is the Lord. If you understand what I'm saying, is the master. And everybody's going to be judged according to the fullness of his conscience. I didn't say anyone less. I didn't say the conscience less. In other words, think about it. Acts 3:18-23 says Messiah will come to judge mankind, even to bring a restitution of all things, according to all the Most High has spoken. Did you hear me? By the mouth of his holy prophets since the world began. Meaning he's going to hold man accountable for the whole word. Is everybody so sure they've understood all this word, line upon line, precept upon precept, how all the machinery of all this, let's just say, interrelated and reinforced word of the Most High? Have men discerned them, not just what is said, but why it is said in all things? My brothers and sisters, the scripture says, let no man consider himself so wise before the time till Messiah comes to reveal those things that men have not considered. Things the world has not compelled men to realize were wise or needed to consider. Said, and then, in that day, should every man ought to pray and honor the Most High. Please, my brothers and sisters, be wise enough. Because let me tell you something. It was when I understood that I knew nothing that the Most High told me he could teach me. I want you to understand what I mean. Most High told me I had to tell you things. He told me point blank I had to speak to you as a prophet. And after he told me that I must speak to the people, the first thing I realized, I'm thankful that I did, that I didn't know a doggone thing. You know what he told me? After a long time, he said, now that you realize that you don't think, now I can tell you something. He said, if I call you, I will teach you. My brothers and sisters, how many have been wise enough, trusting the Most High enough, that you hear what I said? Wise enough, trusting the Most High enough, knowing that if they are going to deliver a message pure unto him, that they must trust the Most High enough to allow themselves to be taught by him beyond all others. Did you hear me, my brothers and sisters? I said, trust in the Most High enough to do what he said he would do. He said, his spirit teaches all things, no lie in it. How many of my brothers and sisters are willing to trust the Most High that if he doesn't teach us, we don't know a doggone thing if we ought to know it. Trust the Most High enough beyond all that men have said to trust him to teach if we, let's just say, have called upon him in response to his call. Oh, did you hear me? I said called upon him in response to his call. Job 2:32. Talks about in these days that come to pass, those who call upon the name of the Most High shall be delivered. Yeah, I said, give him a chance to live beyond the wrath that has come. And it says, in Jerusalem shall be deliverance. How about the heaven that you see? The kingdom from above, that shall be made manifest on this earth. Job 2:32, and in Jerusalem shall be deliverance to a remnant. But it's to the few, my brothers and sisters, the Most High has called. Who responded to him wisely? Can men say they respected the Most High to have him as a teacher? According to all the varied ideas that men just seek, esteem from men in the midst of? Wake up time. Wake up time. I want you to hear me, my brothers. Do men tell the Most High that they are saved? Wow. The Messiah said he would deliver those who feel they have no need to believe. He's here the Most High as one. The word Shema, but hear, means to not just hear, but hearken diligently, to comprehend, to understand. Yes, my brothers, to respect and even to obey. All done this, my brothers and sisters, that all might call upon the name of the Most High as one. If we don't call upon him as one, who is it that's discombobulating our sense of reason? That we don't agree. Have we escaped all these lies? Why are we so sure? Think the Most High is going to accept any of these lies into his kingdom? Think again. Is man so sure that after what seems wise in his own heart that he should be able in all things to recognize the Savior when he appears? I hear scriptures that keep on saying, be watchful that you may be able to stand before the Son of Man. Guess what? Your leaders will not. In fact, the scriptures say point blank that when Messiah appeared, they're all running for cover. I see a lot of scriptures, and you need to look at that article on my website, Secret City Prophecy. It says that many of your leaders will run in shame because guess what? When they had a chance to understand, they didn't. And it says they can tell others not to see the Savior when they had hands. But then again, I know that your leaders didn't tell you about that. Like I said, look at that article. www.hiddengospel.com. It says www.hiddengospel.com. That article called The Secret Series of Prophecies relates so much of this. And it's time, my brothers and sisters, that we learn to humble ourselves to allow the Most High to reveal himself rather than allow ourselves to be so quickly gullibly. I said, rather than allow ourselves to be so quickly and gullibly misled. Please remember, brothers and sisters, like I said before, do men believe they praise the Most High just because they said they do? Yeah, I see something came up on my phone. There's a flash flood warning in the area until 11:45. I guess I'm being notified. Okay. But my brothers and sisters, I can only tell you that all is what the Most High allows. And His word indeed must go forward. Like I said, when the Messiah will walk into your church today to begin to speak concerning things you never heard. Things what ages your congregation, your nation, your world has refused to even consider. Would you call it, or would you call them brash and rude for daring to raise awareness of what your pastors, your congregations, your nations, your very ask your kind to be ready to let me know of it. All righty, Daddy. It appears that we are back in. Appears that we can now again be heard. All right. Getting back to where we were. I may have to cut the show a little bit short tonight because, like I said, with all this lightning and thundering in the background, probably safe to do so. But I want to say this. We all have to discern what the acceptable will of Yah is. None of the perversions, pollutions, nor short-sighted doctrines of the nation shall enter the kingdom of Yah, because the kingdom of Yah is a holy kingdom. And the designs of men don't dictate anything to it. It is Yah who decrees to man the manner of discipline after which he should walk. Do people really believe, our brothers and sisters, like I said, they've transcended every faulty foundation? Or is it, my brothers and sisters, that the Most High must heal all the breaches? In other words, show man beyond all the fissures, all the afflictions, or misunderstanding. Have men known unto themselves how to transcend every illusion that they have trusted? Do men even know how to reason as one together in all things with Yah? Reason why Messiah has to come to restore a covenant, my brothers and sisters, is time we know it. Do we all really believe we comprehended with all the saints what is the height, depth, and breadth of understanding, full measure, and stature of Messiah? Not alienated or blinded after any of the misleading doctrines of the nations? Do we believe, my brothers and sisters, that we don't need any more reproof? Think about this. Has man forgotten that the law and the prophets, the word of Messiah himself, declares that all things, the ways and thoughts of another, the reprobate mindedness of man is acts in so many ways forbidden? We're supposed to be, my brothers and sisters, the habitation of the Holy Spirit, walking after his inspiration, not presuming anything, but seeking Yah in all things. Dare we say because we presume something to be so that is not? The Most High has to agree. I say, blessed are those who are willing to come to the Most High, presuming nothing of themselves. Like I said, Messiah welcomes those who come to him to be taught. Those who come to him as if he didn't have knowledge because they believe the systems of man are so wise are not worthy of him. Like I said, the Most High is one. Whoever therefore can believe that a multitude of mass contradictions in the saving word of Yah has not believed him. Blessed are they who discern the partialities of this world, but mass damnations, divisions, contradictions, afflictions, the result of delusions. Blessed are they who trust Yah enough to be found worthy to be taught by him. I said, trust him to believe Yah beyond the whole world. Abraham believed Yah and was counted him for righteous. It means he believed the Most High in spite of all the world might say. Scripture says, Messiah will come and he will not judge according to what his eyes see nor what his ears hear. And he will expose all the delusions of all the nations, even all the delusions that the rulers themselves, and let alone the rulers the people have trusted. Scripture says he comes first to do this to restore a covenant. Did you hear me? It says Messiah comes first to restore that understanding. Why do people think they have that understanding automatically already? And the scriptures say there'll be a falling away from faith. How about a falling away from the word that exceeds the status quo? Made a falling away from my brothers and sisters. The absolute word that is true to the Most High himself alone. And so is in the call of wisdom, but only the word compromise to cater to the diverse ideals of the masses and a nation that says is of, for, and by the people, forgetting that the people haven't revealed the one will of Yah. Just a mass circumlocution, my brothers and sisters, and mutual exploitation. Every man seeking to appease the will of men, forgetting the will of Yah. No respect for the Most High in it. Time to wake up. Time to understand, my brothers and sisters, that we have to become much wiser than this. Like I said, when Israel was under a pluralistic, hypocritical priesthood established by Rome, all I need to understand that Israel 2,000 years ago was a Roman satrapy, meaning that it was under Roman rule. Kings, Rome had subjugated Israel to the point they had a priesthood, said they had no king but a pagan Caesar. Wow. You really believe, my brothers and sisters, that worship after constraints of diverse nations is the rule, the gospel, the kingdom of Yah? All these faulty foundations across the world, and all these nations, people really believe they've overcome them all? The Messiah said he had overcome the world, but how many of them believe that they must transcend all the world, become true in all things unto him? Nobody's seeking to stick a word in his mouth, but seeking to stick his words in their minds. Ah, 45,000 denominations, and you believe they're all upon one foundation. Why do you think the scripture says, Most High looked in the last days and saw among men none righteous, no, not one? Do you think all have returned to the righteous as of old in former years? My brothers and sisters have all returned to the word that is from the beginning. Like I said, these divisions wouldn't exist. He said, look in the last day and saw none righteous, no, not one. But men have trusted in evildoers. How about those who deceive them after lesser standards? So Messiah will have to come, but who is it, my brothers and sisters, prepared to believe him beyond this global hypocrisy? Look at Psalm 14 and Psalm 53 and understand well. Scripture says that those who are born of this world of lawlessness, contradiction, swearing by the name of the Most High, but not in truth nor in righteousness, must all be refined that they might forsake not only the corrupt nature of these so many worldly ways and the illusions of man, but must convert. There'd be a forsaking of the indiscriminate nature, every man of his thoughts, even receive, my brothers and sisters, the word that, let's just say, transcends this Babylon. Every miscreant political, social, national, and pseudo-religious institutionality of man that has been a blinder against the word that is from the beginning. How do you establish another standard, my brothers and sisters, but something is being denied? There's only one foundation that is firm, one foundation that is salvation. It is what was laid from the beginning. And if any man seek to deny that foundation because of some other allegiance, my brothers and sisters, he's not delivered. But he's still trusting some man's lie. The Bible already declares the Messiah himself on the last days must first, for the sake of the deliverance of his people, see beyond every illusion, see beyond every manner of false trust. beyond every misallegiance, beyond every lie, beyond every faulty foundation. Scripture says of him that in Isaiah 50, he will come forth called from the body of his mother with an oath from the Most High to perform what is divine service, what is honorable before Yah, to bring his people back to him, to declare a pure and perfect word that will discern the thoughts and intents of every heart as to whether men seek to serve the Most High completely or not. Read Isaiah 49, read into 50. It says, he will come forth one day saying, the Most High has spoken to me. From the body of my mother, he made mention of my name. Morning by morning, he caused my ears to hear the teaching. And okay, hopefully the sound again has returned. this storm has been something else tonight. I can only tell you, my brothers and sisters, it's time to transcend all counterfeit religion. Our website, hiddengospel.com, has articles on it, such as Early Church Origin and Mutual Expectation, the Forgotten Mutual Expectation of the Early Church. You can examine these things, find out where so many of these things that you have not been taught are being taught, where you can find this information, how you can see how all these things work together. Article there called The Secret City Prophecies, relating how Messiah shall return and for what reason. To know what's said and not know why it is said is a missed point. Article there called The Great Tribulation, 70 to 365 AD, relating that murderous time of Great Tribulation from those years subsequent to the fall of Jerusalem. For the next few hundred years, while Rome murdered millions who knew the truth, murdered millions who would speak. To silence the kind of words that you're hearing right now. Scripture said after that time will be a rise of false prophet. That means less than perfect testimony. How about testimony upon the foundations established by Rome? The constraints established by Rome, preserving the multitude of contradictions that were already Roman status quo against the will of the one. There's an article there called Bacchus Connection. Needed, my brothers and sisters. This helps to discern a lot. Like I said, the scripture says that even the apostle Shaul was the apostle to the nations, therefore to reprove the nations. People of all manner of variant distinctions. And quite frankly, the Apostle Shaul did wind up preaching to more variations of humanity, or variant creeds of humanity, than did so many of the other apostles. And there was a reason why he could. Well, that's another story. Those scriptures say he was apostle to the Gentiles. My brothers and sisters, please understand. The presumptuous man who dares to speak and the Most High has not spoken to him has already transgressed. It is a sin, my brothers and sisters, not to seek the remembrance of all the Most High from the beginning forsworn. We must remember. Who's prepared them, my brothers and sisters, to hearken to the rememberer? The chosen one, my brothers and sisters, who certainly in his authority transcends all those who men have elected. May seek to speak this message again. Perhaps even a big portion of it tomorrow night. Because there's a lot I wanted to talk about with regard to the facts we spoke on last evening. Over and over again, as a cry to Israel, in the book of Hebrews, the letter to the Hebrews, very much like the scriptures in the book of Jacob said to the tribes scattered among the nations, tribes of Israel scattered among the nations. These scriptures telling us that we must, by perseverance in the Most High, transcend the provocation of the nations. How about the partial and perverted standards of the nations that cause men to resist seeking a perfect work and wonder to call themselves wise after imperfection, worshiping confusion, not discerning that partiality is polytheism and not the worship of the One Most High. Yah is one. He says you shouldn't worship any other but Him, meaning that you must seek His pure, perfect will that only offers the one choice. Scripture said concerning Messiah 9 times in the book of Hebrews that He's a priest forever after the order of Melchizedek. What did Melchizedek do but bless and confirm in so many ways what the Most High knew that He would do with regard to Abraham? And that, my brothers and sisters, is, let's just say, not to Abraham, but only to Abraham, but to his children, who he said he'd bring to bear, the numbers of the sands of the sea, as the stars of the heavens, that they would be a blessing. He would bring forth one day a people, a remnant of his children, that would be a blessing to all nations, that he returned them to the knowledge of the truth. What did Melchizedek do but bless Abraham, in that the Most High had delivered all his enemies into his hands? Melchizedek met Abraham, or Abram, when, in fact, he had returned from the slaughter of the kings. So Messiah, in Hebrews, it is written again and again, about 9 times. And we must understand that whenever an apostle relates a particular scripture, we need to recognize whether there are breaks in the scrolls there, relates a scripture from of old, we ought to understand that he was alerting men not only concerning that scripture, but concerning the entire ramifications of the ideas surrounding it. In Psalms 110, when the Most High says he has sworn to Messiah, Most High has sworn and shall not lie, and shall not. That you are a priest forever after the order of Melchizedek, him who confirms the promises of Yah. How about brings to bear what the Most High has promised? He said, the Most High at thy right hand shall strike down kings in the day of his wrath, meaning he shall expose, my brothers and sisters, and silence whoever speaks a voice and presumes to speak, but not, my brothers and sisters, true to an authority that came directly from him. He would expose all those, my brothers and sisters, who would presume to speak to exploit the people, who would speak another message, but not the message that comes from on high. Look at Psalm 110, real close, my brothers and sisters. Discern what the promise is the Most High gave this people Israel. They shall be one, but not according to, my brothers and sisters, any of the varying standards of men, not after any of the varying ideals of the nations, scattered among the nations. How then shall our allegiance remain after the false vision and false expectations of the nations? To speak again, my brothers and sisters, this has been Adam Yah, Covenant Remembers Ministries, and unto his might, his honor, and praise, time for every ear that he brings near. Hallelujah! And I thank you all again, yes I do, for listening.